It's hard to imagine a farm growing a crop from vines that are over a century old, but that's exactly the case here. Some of the plants that first began producing in the 1800s are still providing a great crop each year. We visit the largest cranberry producer in the world on today's edition of the American Countryside.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
The A.D. Makepeace Farm is the largest cranberry grower in the world, with over 2,000 acres devoted to the crop. Today's cranberries can literally be traced back to the 1800s in some cases.
We have some early black and Howe vines. Those are two different varieties, and they're well over 100 years old, 150 years old, in some of our bogs, and still producing.
Glenn Reed is assistant manager of cranberry operations. Production is measured in 100-pound barrels per acre. Those old vines still do well.
The older varieties, early blacks and Howes, they produce anywhere between 100 to 200 barrel the acre. Two of the older hybrids that came out about 20 years ago, Stevens Ben Lears, they produce between 200 to 400 barrel the acre.
But the latest hybrids from Rutgers University can produce up to 600 barrels per acre. Acquiring more farmland can be cost prohibitive in Massachusetts, so farmers focus on upgrading the acres they already have.
So because the property is expensive, what we do, and most other growers, is we go in, we'll take out some of those older varieties. We'll level the bogs off, put in new upgraded irrigation, stuff like that, and then we'll put in the hybrids.
High population density might squeeze farmland out of similar areas, but Glenn says the market for this crop remains strong.
It's still worth growing cranberries. It's a great market right now still. Special Ocean Spray has done a great job at marketing and keeping the price up and things like that. So the cranberry industry is still thriving. So we're doing well.
You can visit A.D. Makepeace Farms year-round, and they hold many special events during the fall harvest season. Traveling the countryside in Wareham, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.